From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Fighting continues in Syria Sunday. The UN Security Council had unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. But the International Rescue Committee says that activists reported some bombing still continues in eastern Ghouta. Paul Donahue is with the IRC.
I know, speaking to colleagues inside eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
The IRC has been providing aid support for several medical facilities inside eastern Ghouta.
We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatments.
A video released by the Syrian Civil Defense, a group for first responders, is said to show an injured child being rescued from the rubble of a building hit by shelling on Sunday. North Korea's expression of willingness to hold talks with the United States brought a tepid response from the Trump administration. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said they will see if Pyongyang's willingness to hold talks, quote, represents the first steps along the path to denuclearization, adding that the maximum pressure campaign must continue until North Korea denuclearizes. This is VOA News. A total of 110 girls are confirmed missing after an attack on a school in northeast Nigeria by suspected Boko Haram insurgents, the Information Ministry said on Sunday. A delegation of government ministers met with parents and teachers of the missing. Information Minister Lai Mohammed, he says there are some important leads in the case.
We're already working on several very important leads, which would be, I think it would be very, it would be very imprudent to talk about.
He says no stone will be left unturned in their determination to rescue the girls. The insurgents drove into town on Monday and attacked the girls' school, sending hundreds of students fleeing. The government previously had said they thought the girls were not kidnapped, just hiding in the bush. The Central Committee of China's Communist Party has proposed removing term limits for the country's president and vice president from the Constitution, according to a report by the official Xinhua news agency. The change would allow Chinese President Xi Jinping to remain in office beyond 2023. He has been president since 2013. Several thousand people rallied in central Moscow in honor of slain opposition leader Boris Nemtsov on Sunday. And
выразить протест бессовестный бандитской путинской власти.
This man was saying, "I came here to protest the shameless bandit Putin regime." Demonstrations were being held all over the country ahead of the third anniversary of Nemtsov's murder. He was a vocal critic of President Vladimir Putin and was shot dead on a Moscow bridge overlooking the Kremlin on February 27, 2015. A sheriff in the Florida county where a troubled 19-year-old carried out a horrific mass shooting vowed to investigate every aspect of his department's response to the shooting. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told CNN Sunday that they will investigate every action of their deputies, including missed signals about the gunman's violent tendencies they received before the incident. Israel criticized the veteran who remained outside. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.